Support for KPLU comes from Alaska Airlines, introducing their new flight experience, Alaska Beyond, where passengers can watch movies on their own device, experience a new Northwest-inspired menu, and recharge with power outlets at their seat. More at alaskaair.com.
This is Northwest News from KPLU. Heading to China might evoke images of Beijing, Tiananmen Square, and visiting the Great Wall. But the massive country is also famous for its southern resort areas. This week on Going Places, we hear from Shunying Wang. She was a summer production assistant at KPLU and was born and raised in Hainan Province. She talked with KPLU's Ed Ronco.
You are from Hainan Province in China. You grew up there.
Yes.
And it's described as the Hawaii of China?
Yes, it is. I like to call it Asian Hawaii.
How do you say it in Mandarin?
东方夏威夷.
That means Asian Hawaii, roughly.
Roughly.
Describe it to somebody who's never been there.
It's a province that has many beautiful beaches, and you can see coconut trees everywhere. It's green all the time, and over the years, there's definitely gotten more people and more cars. If you go to the city, it's very crowded, and if you go to the countryside, it's very beautiful.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in the city.
In the city, Haikou. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of on the north of the island.
Yes.
And the island is in the South China Sea. Tourists who come to Hainan Province, do they stay in Haikou, the city, or do they go elsewhere? Where's the place to spend your time if you're there on vacation?
I would recommend that they go see the beaches, because that's what we're famous for. There are a lot of beautiful beaches, and there's one very famous attraction site called Tianya Haijiao. It's beautiful there. Mm-hmm. And also, I remember going to Monkey Island when I was very little, and that was like a very fun experience for me, because when you're on the island, you see monkeys everywhere, and they will do all kinds of tricks, and they can, you know, they will stand on your shoulders for your, you know, for tourists to take pictures of. And
these are wild monkeys.
Yeah, they are wild monkeys.
Wow. China is such a huge country. I think it's easy for us to talk about Chinese culture, quote unquote, but that means a lot of different things depending on where you are in the country. What's it like in Hainan? What is there to do while you're there?
To me, everywhere I go, the most important thing is the food. Mm. And we do have a lot of, like, Hainan Province has a lot of signature dishes that we are proud of. The four most famous ones are dishes that are made out of lamb, chicken, ducks, and crab.
Crab?
Yeah, because we are also famous for our seafood. You know, it's an island. Yeah. So
how hard is it to get there from Seattle? We looked at airfare, and it's, you know, between right now, it's early October as we're taping this. If we wanted to go in mid-February, it would be between $1,000 and $1,500 round trip. That seems pretty good to me.
That's a very good deal. Because our province doesn't have an international airport. What I usually do is I'll take the flight from Seattle to Hong Kong, either Hong Kong or Shanghai, and then take another flight and transfer to Haikou.
So it's a lot of flying, but once you get to the end of that flight, there's some nice beaches waiting for you.
Oh, yes, that's right.
All right, thanks, Shunying.
You're welcome.
Shunying Wang was our production assistant on All Things Considered for most of the summer and is here this week in place of travel expert Matthew Brumley. Don't worry, he'll be back. In the meantime, you can go to kplu.org and see pictures of Hainan Province if you're thinking about getting over there. And you can also listen to previous editions of Going Places. I'm Ed Ronco.